Hello and welcome to day two. How are you feeling? I hope you've still got that sense of urgency or passion about you. 40 days of purpose, and we're 2 days in. We're going to get straight into it today. And let me start by saying this. You are here for a reason. Everything about you is for purpose. You are created by purpose, on purpose, for purpose. And your life absolutely has meaning. You are not an accident. I can't say that I know the intimate details of your inception, and we're not going to go there, but perhaps you have it in your mind that you're a mistake, some random occurrence. Now, it may be true that your parents didn't have you planned, but God did. Have a look at what it says in Isaiah 44 and verse 2. This is what the Lord says. He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. You know, this life that we're living, this purpose that we are pursuing, this is not about fate. This is about intelligent and divine design. You are alive because of God. He holds your life in the palm of his hands. And he has intended for your life to be lived with purpose. It is all for purpose. When I think about our lives, we need to know that we are custom made. Some of you would know, but I love my surfing. Grew up near the beach on the south coast of KwaZulu-Natal, and I love everything about the culture, and there's nothing better as a surfer than getting a custom-made surfboard. You know, you can easily enough turn up at a surf shop, buy a board off the rack. I'm sure it's going to go okay. But a custom surfboard, it's tailor-made, specific, unique, special. It's right down to the finest details. You are custom-made. God knew exactly what he was doing when he created you. Rick Warren, in the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, he says this. Though there may be illegitimate parents, there are no illegitimate children. God, he had motive in his creation, and his motive is love. I'm not sure what your view on God is, and this is something that we as a community, Code Church, have been speaking about lately. God is love. It's who he is. Now, I definitely didn't used to think of God in terms of him being love. I guess I held on to quite a stereotypical view based upon what people had spoken to me about, even experiences. But I used to think of God as being distant and far off, judgmental, somewhat angry. But as I've come to know God, and particularly through his word, God is love. It's who he is. And so when we think about us as his creation, we are the focus of his love. We are highly valued by him. God doesn't do accidents. I want to read to you another excerpt from The Purpose-Driven Life. It reads like this. Dr. Michael Denton, who is a senior research fellow in human molecular genetics at the University of Otago in New Zealand, has concluded, all the evidence available in biological sciences supports this core proposition, that the cosmos is specifically and specially designed, whole, with life and mankind as its fundamental goal. and purpose. A whole in which all facets of reality have their meaning and explanation in this central fact. Why would God do all of this? Why create an environment exclusively for life and humanity? Because love. God is love, and we are the objects of his love. He made us to love us. And if there was no God, and again, I've said this and I will probably say it from time to time, I appreciate that not everyone listening to this podcast has a fundamental belief in the existence of God or would profess to have faith. And that's okay. I want you to know that you are as welcome to connect with us on this journey of purpose as anyone is. This journey to discover the meaning of life is for everyone. But if there was no God, there would be no meaning. A pursuit of purpose really would be without value. There'd be no right, no wrong, no hope, no compass from which to navigate life. And these 40 days really would be futile. But I believe there is a God, and he made us for a reason. And we discover this reason by starting with God, having him central in our pursuit. Let me read the Bible to you in Romans chapter 12. The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what he does for us, not by what we are and what we do for him. It all begins with God. So, to summarize today's inspiration, I want you to consider that you are here for a reason. The key verse from Isaiah 44, verse 2. This is what the Lord says. He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. If I could encourage you again to just take a moment and pray. Pray to the Father that he would show you areas of your life where perhaps you're rejecting, when in fact you could be embracing for his purpose. I hope this was food for thought. Take time to consider, pray, meditate, and we'll chat again tomorrow.